Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Glad to be back with you. It's Thursday, so only one more day of work for most of you, and you can enjoy your weekend, which got here very quickly after the long weekend most of us had.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready for another weekend at this point. I'm a little tired.
You're probably beat. Yeah, you're probably really tired. On the other hand, we'll be ready for another one. So if you've never listened to the Darren Copeland Experience here on Mile High Sports Radio, we're a little bit of a different type of show. All week since I've been listening to sports radio in town, it dawned on me that most of these other shows that are on at other stations around town,
yes,
spend a lot of time being very negative about our home teams.
Yes.
For instance,
sometimes.
A lot of times. Like today, it should be an accomplishment for Blackman to be in the Home Run Derby. Like, we should be going, yeah, that's great. I'm very happy for Blackman. I'm glad he's doing it. Maybe he can represent the Rockies well. I've heard almost nothing but negative things like, oh, we don't want him to be in the Home Run Derby. It's going to screw up his swing. He needs rest.
There is precedent there.
Yes, there is. But
the most famous being Ken Griffey Jr. in 1995 when they had the All-Star game at Coors Field. Maybe that was 1997. Maybe 1998. Whatever it was. And Ken Griffey Jr. didn't want to do the Home Run Derby, and like everyone booed at him and made him go, basically made him do it.
Right.
And it got him so angry that he won it. And then he hit 200 the rest of the year.
There is anecdotal evidence out there that if you go in, because you're not doing a regular swing when you're in the Home Run Derby, by and large.
Yes.
You know, you're altering your swing a bit to specifically hit home runs. But I still think it's something that, you know, if he wants to do, and clearly he hasn't said he doesn't want to do it, it should be fun and it should be exciting. And if he wants to do it, let him do it. There's no point in being negative about it. You know, of course, everyone's predicting an 8-8 season for the Denver Broncos,
which is stupid.
I think that's low. I think that's at
least. Listen, are they going to be better or worse than last year?
They can only be better. The schedule's
harder.
Well,
could be worse.
Even if they put the quarterback that I hate in there, Trevor Siemian.
Okay, even if it is just Trevor Siemian.
McCoy will make that offense better.
Yes, the offense will be better. He made Tim Tebow a playoff.
Exactly. Okay. So the offense will be better, and I think the defense will be better. So as a team, I think the Broncos will be better, even though their schedule is still really, really difficult. I think they can win 10 games. That should get you in the playoffs.
Yeah, 10, even 11. I don't know.
Maybe 11. It's a tough.
You have the greatest home field advantage in sport.
Yeah, you know, and of course, people are losing their minds about the Rockies' current slump. It's baseball; it happens. There's even been talk of. I actually heard someone today on the airwaves mention Nolan Arenado ought not to play in the All-Star game because the team as a whole needs a break. Like, there should be no Rockies in the All-Star game. Like, you're ridiculous.
No, I would. If Nolan Arenado was not in the All-Star game, I would tell him to go somewhere and play a baseball game because he needs to blow off that steam or else he'll go crazy.
Well, and I think it's a deserved honor. He's the best third baseman in Major League Baseball right now, in my opinion.
Yes.
And in fact, even the Cincinnati broadcast team today, there was who was playing for him at third today?
Pat Valaika.
So Valaika made a really nice stop. It was the sixth inning.
Yes.
And
I tweeted, Valaika doing his best Nolan Arenado impression.
That's almost exactly what the Cincinnati broadcaster said. Oh, a very Nolan Arenado-esque kind of play.
Yeah, not even close.
It was a good play. When a guy like Valaika makes it, everyone goes like,
woo.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's great. When a guy like Nolan Arenado makes it, it's almost routine now.
Like, if he doesn't make that play, that diving play,
that's
it's an error.
That's a shock, yeah, it's a shock. But it just feels like there's a lot of negativity. We try to be a little more positive here, and
yes,
we don't always talk about sports.
It could be worse.
Yes, it could always be worse. I mean, listen, as Rockies fans, we've been through worse. To be at 50 wins, if you're 10 games over 500 with 50-some-odd wins at the All-Star break.
50.
But they have three more games.
Yes.
So let's say you go 53, you win those three against the White Sox, who were bad.
See, we're optimists.
They're bad, but so they can go in and take three games from the White Sox.
By the way, they may make a trade there. There's another guy they could trade, Quintana from the Chicago White Sox. They may make a trade. They also like Jose Abreu, by the way, too. Well, first baseman.
What? I don't know what kind of a pitcher Quintana is. Is
he good
a
pitcher? Hard,
well, what's his primary pitch? Is it a fastball? Is it a slider? Is it a?
I don't know.
Splitter. I think you do better at Coors Field by getting a power arm.
I think he might be
a guy who can throw a really hard, fast fastball, who can also mix it up with a really wicked curve or a slider.
Don't want a curve.
If you can mix in a good curve, though, you don't want to hang him.
Let's see. Daryl Kyle.
But those guys were primarily curve pitchers. I'm talking about a guy who's primarily a fastball.
I mean, you can throw a curve, but you really need to. Okay, so Justin Verlander, that's why I keep going back to it. And you know, everyone kind of talks about everyone else wanting to. I think that the Rockies are poised to get a guy like that. Could you imagine bringing just. Do you know what's the best part about Justin Verlander that we discovered yesterday? His girlfriend's Kate Upton.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Wow.
In reality, you're not only getting Justin Verlander.
You get Kate Upton.
You get Kate Upton.
That's cool.
And she'd be at games.
Sure.
I mean, it's only a 2-hour drive to Aspen.
Yeah.
And really, would you rather be hanging out in Denver or Detroit?
Oh, God. The Denver.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Yes.
Not even close.
I know. Well, the only difference is in Detroit, you can buy your own building.
Yes.
Like a skyscraper?
50
like,
bucks.
Do you want to fit how many stories? 50? $100 a story.
Okay, here you go.
Here's $1,000. Here's a 10-story building.
Yeah. No, you can buy.
You're responsible for killing those dog-sized rats.
Property super, super cheap out there, which, you know, in theory, you go buy like a block and just wait, sit back and wait for Detroit to come back, you know, and gentrify. Mm-hmm. And then that, you know.
Yeah, no.
Then that $10,000 you spend in Detroit becomes like $10 million.
Yeah, it's too cold, man. It's too cold.
Hey, no way. That's not true. Listen, people think Denver's too cold.
Denver is not too cold.
Well, they think it.
It is not even in the same.
Chicago's colder
yes.
than Detroit.
As I told my wife when she decided to move in with me, I said, we can move anywhere in the country as long as I do not have to plug in my car in the winter. She laughed at me. Chicago is that place. Detroit is that place.
I like Chicago.
Chicago is, yes, in the summer. Or actually, no. More like in the spring. There's like a brief window in the spring and a brief window in the fall.
I can do Chicago winters.
By the way, Jose Quintana.
Yeah.
Fastball, 92 miles an hour.
Okay.
Second pitch, curveball. Throws a changeup. So he's basically he's a fastball, curveball guy.
You don't have to use the, you know, listen, actually, if you're a fastball guy, I would think your next pitch you'd want it to be a good, strong changeup. Keep him off and then mix in that curve.
Yeah. Here's some other ones. You know, Matt Harvey is probably going to be available. He's a little crazy. A little crazy.
I guess I'm just wondering, is there a need for the Rockies to go out and really have to bring someone in? Or can they stand pat with the team they have and say, hey, we're going to go with the horse that brought us?
I feel like they need something a little bit more veteran to back up their starting pitching. I mean, you have four pitchers, right?
Yeah.
You have four rookies. You have Tyler Anderson, who's a second-year player. Chatwood's older. John Gray's really in his second year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just not a lot of veteran thing there.
As long as it doesn't cost the Rockies too much, I think that's great. I think the fans would be okay with the Rockies standing pat. I think the fans would be okay.
We'll see. I mean, yeah. I don't think you win a title. You need to get more pitching.
That's not happening this year.
Never say never.
Again.
Oh, I see what you
did. Yeah, see what I
mean. Oh, you said
it's
you don't like
Darren
those
Copeland
jokes.
Experience. We'll be right back.